The Phoenix Mars lander lifted off from Cape Canaveral this morning in the pre-dawn darkness. If all goes as planned, the probe will touch down sometime next spring and spend a few months sampling ice near the planet's North Pole. We've been thinking about what NASA's really up to on Mars, and what we're thinking is they must have run low on ice after all those astronaut cocktails. Or maybe they're looking for Mars bars. Or just maybe they want to find out whether Santa Claus maintains an outpost at the Martian North Pole. Though, of course, if you've ever seen the 1964 movie Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, you'll know there's no Christmas cheer on the red planet.
What is a Christmas?
It is an occasion for great joy and peace on the planet Earth.
Bah! What nonsense.
Sadly, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is not one of the scores of Mars-themed works included on a DVD being carried aboard the Phoenix lander. The Planetary Society, a private group which promotes public interest in space exploration, put the DVD together. It's a compendium of human notions of Mars. There's art, literature, and even a recording of Orson Welles' famous 1938 War of the Worlds broadcast. The disc also includes personal greetings from space visionaries like Arthur C. Clarke, Phoenix Mission Director Peter Smith, and Planetary Society co-founder, the late Carl Sagan. He offered these words to future human visitors to Mars.
I don't know why you're on Mars. Maybe we're on Mars because we recognize that if there are human communities on many worlds, the chances of us being rendered extinct by some catastrophe on one world is much less. Or maybe we're on Mars because of the magnificent science that can be done there. The gates of the wonder world are opening in our time. Or maybe we're on Mars because we have to be, because there is a deep nomadic impulse built into us by the evolutionary process. We come, after all, from hunter-gatherers, and for 99.9% of our tenure on Earth, we've been wanderers, and the next place to wander to is Mars. But whatever the reason you're on Mars is, I'm glad you're there, and I wish I was with you.
Bon voyage, Phoenix. Fly well.